information, WhatsApp us on 0975-813-323. Automotive Equipment Limited, because you deserve quality.
It's 18 hours, time for news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM. Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
La Zambia, you did it! The Absa Marathon is officially sold out. 7,000 elite and social runners from Zambia and beyond are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit absamarathonzambia.co.zf and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Court finds the three former health permanent secretaries and four others with case to answer in ambulance procurement scandal. NCZ to commission new state-of-the-art fertilizer plants for this month. And in global news, a Nigeria secessionist activist jailed for terrorism in Finland. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Lusaka Magistrates Court has found three former permanent secretaries and four senior officials in the Ministry of Health with a case to answer on allegations over the procurement of 50 ambulances in 2017. The accused are former permanent secretaries Dr. Kennedy Malama, Caroline Mulalelo, and Dr. Jabin Mulwanda, jointly charged with Gardner Siagantu, Health Administrator Musa Zantele, Maximilian Weope, Rebecca Njovu, a farmer, and former Ministry of Health employee Wilson Lungu. Rendering ruling this afternoon, Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chiwili indicated that a prima facie case against the accused had been established and set the 29th of September as date for status conference before proceeding to defense. Allegations are that Gardner Siagantu, between the 1st of January 2017 and the 31st of December 2017 in Lusaka, failed to comply with Section 41 subsection 2A of the Public Procurement Act number 12 of 2008, read together with Regulations 31 and 32 of the Public Procurement Regulations when he initiated procurement of 50 ambulances without following prescribed procedures. In the second count, Dr. Kennedy Malama, during the same period, is accused of failing to comply with Section 22, subsection 1G, read with Section 22, subsection 2B of the Public Procurement Act, by terminating a contract for the supply and delivery of 50 basic life support ambulances without following laid down procedure, among others. The Nitrogen Chemicals of Zambia, NCZ, will this month commission its new blending and granulating plants with a combined annual capacity of 432,000 metric tons. Speaking during the flagging off of the 2025 Joint Inspection of Fertilizer under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, at the NCZ offices in Kafue today, NCZ Chief Executive Officer Chanda Mongo said the plant has been designed for enhanced efficiency to meet the diverse needs of particular farmers. Ms. Amongo added that the blending plant will be producing crop and soil-specific fertilizer.
We're delighted to announce that this month we will be commissioning our brand new blending and granulating plant for manufacturing of fertilizer. This with a combined annual capacity of 432,000 metric tons. These two plants have been designed for enhanced efficiency to meet the diverse needs of our farmers and to strengthen our national drive for food security. The blending plant will be producing crop and soil-specific fertilizers. This means that if one for instance, a wheat farmer, when is a wheat farmer, we shall produce fertilizer that meets their needs as wheat producers.
and Commerce, Trade and Industry Acting Permanent Secretary Angelina Mukuka has reaffirmed the government's commitment to protecting consumers and has urged inspectors to carry out their work with integrity and diligence.
To our inspectors and officers embarking on this important exercise, I say carry out your work with integrity, diligence and a sense of purpose. You bear the trust of government and the hopes of our farmers. Together, let us make quality the standard, not an exception.
Speaking earlier, Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency Executive Director Gerald Kizinga said the joint inspection exercise involving multiple agencies aims to uphold standards that protect farmers, food systems and the agriculture sector and demonstrates the collective resolve of inspecting organizations to ensure quality and standards in the agricultural sector. Judgment in the matter in which former Secretary to the Treasury Fred Sonyamba faces two counts of willful failure to comply with laid down procedures, while former Foreign Affairs Minister Joe Malanji is charged on eight counts of possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime, has been pushed to Wednesday this week. This is after Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Ushimanga handling the matter could not sit, prompting the two accused to appear before Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Sylvia Munyinya, who adjourned the matter. Mr. Malanji, accompanied by his co-accused, appeared after missing the previous court session last week due to an illness. Allegations in this matter are that between the 1st of January 2020 and the 31st of August 2021, Mr. Yamba allegedly authorized the transfer of 108,401,197 kwacha to the Zambian mission account in Turkey without following legal protocols, and that Mr. Malanji used part of the funds to acquire properties, including two helicopters, corruptly. Technology and Science Permanent Secretary Dr. Brilliant Hawenzu is urging Zambians to have confidence in the safety and security of cyberspace. Dr. Hawenzu has cited Zambia's significant improvement in the Global Cybersecurity Index, rising from 68.8% to 92.6% since the introduction of cyber laws. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Hawenzu has emphasized the ministry's commitment to ensuring a safe cyberspace despite the continued occurrence of cyber-related crimes like mobile money fraud. He says the ministry is working with other organizations to curb cybercrime and enhance the cybersecurity measures.
I would want to encourage people out there to have confidence in the digital space. I think our cyber index from the time we reviewed the cyber laws has actually climbed. We were on 68.8%, we are now on 92.6%, implying that our cyber index is much better than when we first started. I know that we have still been having some cases of mobile money fraud, but now this is actually reducing because we begin to bring in certain laws that we have put in place and the measures to ensure that we curb such. And so we want to encourage our customers out there to feel free and feel safe with the cyberspace that we have.
In global news, a court in Finland has sentenced a controversial leader of a Nigerian secessionist movement to 6 years in prison after convicting him of terrorism-related offenses. Simon Ekpa, a Finnish citizen of Nigerian origin, attempted to promote the independence of the so-called Biafra region in southeastern Nigeria by illegal means, according to court documents made available to BBC News Pidgin by his lawyer. He also equipped armed groups with weapons and explosives through his network of contacts, the Paijad Hamid District Court ruled in a unanimous verdict handed down by a panel of three judges. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
Rescuers in Afghanistan are struggling to reach villages in remote mountainous areas after a powerful earthquake. A Taliban official said at least 800 people had died and more than 2,500 injured in the provinces of Kunar and Nangarhar. European Central Bank chief says it would be a serious danger for the world economy if Donald Trump were to undermine the independence of the U.S. Federal Reserve. President Trump has threatened to sack the head of the U.S. Central Bank for not cutting interest rates. Residents in Gaza City say vehicles packed with explosives